This is the last day of 1995, December 31st. Greetings, Commander.
Just hold a minute, please. I would hope that we could go on to the record in light. Many, many beautiful things happen. And there's a general sense of, what would we call it? Giving, sharing, patience, a little bit of loving at the holidays. Don't let it blow you away. If we could make that permanent, that would be a thought form worth working toward. But we have to have honesty and integrity in our lives. And I don't want to be the preacher on New Year's Eve that bursts your bubbles or even takes the fizz out of your champagne. A year only marks a step. It's a way of reckoning time in your dimension. It has no relevance except as other things are measured toward goals that are structured in your time segments. It makes it truly easier for me to calculate time as you experience it because I only have to look at the sequence of events, and I can point them out to you, and you can then see how these time clocks coordinate with each other, and then finally we move together. Let me just express a couple of examples. Atlas rocket launched yesterday, today, whatever. In the night. Put up a satellite. What's it going to do? Oh, it's going to study the cosmos. They're going to put a satellite up there that's going to study over here and study out there. Forget it. All of its cameras are focused on Earth. This is another big brother. But the interesting thing is, you can literally look at your world through the eyes of a satirist, a Mark Russell, anybody who can look at something and see the humor in it no matter how thick it is. Even to the militias, even to ones that you like a lot, that you thought the message of Farrakhan was really good. He happened to think the message of Farrakhan was biased, gross, miserable, and all the things that a Khazarian would think about that. Does that mean that he is less amusing, that he is less observant? No. He doesn't even pretend to put anyone else's opinion on what he does other than his own. And when you can look at everything the way, for instance, that Sandy and Jack can look at their business after having had someone who is knowledgeable explain how to manage it, how to shift it, how to handle it, so it is totally meeting all requirements, still functioning within the laws of God 100%, it's a load off your shoulders. Most accountants and lawyers will not like you to do this simply because this... Yes, it's only a little Landers aftershock. Just, you are just hold steady. Just sit still, please. Someone get a radio on. I want to know where the epicenter is. we're still moving, and so it's either a tremendously terrible. I want it documented as the time. We have a situation where I was going to get into it in just a moment. And isn't it nice that we didn't have to wait? Those testings in the Pacific, note, what I was trying to get to was note the sequence of things. Within a week after every one of those tests, you are having deep volcanic earthquake action in Japan. And you did it again this week. Within 24 hours after the detonation of that atomic bomb test, Japan had a 6-point-something earthquake. They have kicked the Pacific plate into faster rotation. That, in conjunction with the wobble of Earth from the magnetic changes, and that confounded missile that they sent up housing that satellite, you can get the local and people will start calling in. Bakersfield. Whichever you come, if it was that bad in L.A., this one probably is traveling along these side faults, and I would as soon find out with you rather than go to Soltex. Well, you see, you can have, I don't anticipate a larger than 3.7 in this area. And that's about what you had in this area. But you can't really, that would be on the White Wolf or this section of the Garlock that would be a 3.7. If this is coming out of larger,
if you can't find it, I'll go home in a few minutes. I just hooked up with the internet, and they have a direct line down to the UCLA seismic geographic thing, and I can get a pretty regulated update of all of the seismic activity in both southern and northern California,
great,
as well as other states. I mean, but those are the only two I've played in. So if you don't find anything, I'll go home.
We could also turn on the TV on
some of that.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't believe that you hooked up the cable.
How about your office? Princeton,
mm-hmm.
Down at your office.
You
go get the report.
Yeah, maybe I better sit down there and see if it comes
up. Well, you need to find out, or I'm going to, and that means I will take myself away from here. I'd rather go on with the meeting and let's just see what flows in. Let's. Yeah, where are the guys when you need them? I think that we should discuss a few of the things like the meetings. I try to have them on a weekend so that it's less inconvenient, especially for ones who are working regularly, you know, with jobs that, like in LA or wherever you might be working. But the meetings are for information almost extensively anymore. And I really would have preferred that I be checked with before Jean was asked not to come to this meeting. It's really imperative that you ones begin to pay attention to what is priority. I am getting to where I have less and less patience with you ones getting sick. I'm serious. There is nothing that any of you have gotten so far that you can't knock in 24 hours. It doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. It does mean that if you attend it and you take regularly the things that I've asked you to take and you double up, triple up on a day when you know you're sick. But I also have to tell you that you use it as a cop-out. Well, I shouldn't go down and expose everyone. Neither should you stay up all night so that you're too tired to come. Well, I was feeling queasy. I was feeling woozy. You're going to feel queasy and woozy and sickly and miserable from here to the rest of your life. It is intended that way. And if you shut down your life, because, as with Mr. Calhoun, it's just too much of a bother to take those things, so I gave them away, then we're not giving any more away. You know, $1,500 worth of stuff, it's too big a bother. Well, it's too big a bother to me also to provide you with the way. So you guys are going to have to make up your mind. We have got a world ready to self-destruct, and you felt it. Now, the reason that I'm lingering here is because you do not know whether or not that was an explosion in the tunnel underneath us, a beam blast from above us, or an earthquake. And that means that I've got to attend all of these meter readings. And I don't mean to yell at you. When you yell and when you use bad language, as I sometimes do, it only proves that I'm out of control. And I'm worried for you. Let's put it a little stronger. I'm scared to death for you. What a prime time when you've got an entire city filled with people to pass both disease, misery, earthquakes, whatever. You've got the Rose Bowl. You've got your football games. You've got the world focused on garbage. I would have said, oh no, that was they reached an agreement in the government on the budget. And it shook the world. But forget it, they didn't. But they're waiting. There is a reason they haven't reached. And before midnight tomorrow night, you'll probably know what it is. Look what they've done. You have to have a sense of humor. You have to have a sense of humor. The world is falling apart, and yet guess what happened? My goodness, one of your young men was in a Humvee, and he ran into a landmine, and he got injured. But he didn't lose his leg and all of these things, and how wonderful it is. And today, your president, or whoever, and his commanding, through his commanding officer, gave him a Purple Heart. The first one in this non-war. Sound good? honor that young man. But guess what? The young man took a wrong turn on the damn road. He wasn't even supposed to be there. And they are such idiots that they tell you in two different parts of the broadcast. We may end up having to cut this short. The energy is incredible. You can measure it in her brain. You see, you also don't know but what they kicked on the heart system. When you have the ELF already in flow, that is the Gwen system and the regular low frequency grid system, and you kick in that high frequency harp system, they collide just like a super collider. And depending on what they want to break loose, they can either do it by impact this way, or they can slip it this way. Now let's talk about these colloids and products a little bit. EJ, maybe you would take this and read it, because these are things that must be confronted, and I would especially maybe you could take some notes and Sandy could write a little notation. This one give us first, because I can take care of it the most quickly. The first thing that he is going to read about is I guess I can use the term aromatic Gyandriana. In other words, it stinks. Now, this particular person has had trouble before with a product, so I want to be sure that I take particular care to respond to this. But she has opened a new bottle of Gyandriana, but it was from way early last summer. So it was from our other resource. I don't believe that now. There was some that we did send out from this source, and I told all of you that you could double the amount of your Gyandriana by thinning it and putting it in a window and adding some, especially Oxysol. But anybody who has any that they are concerned about, please empty it into an open mouth container. That can be, if you have a quart of it, put it in a quart jar or a half-gallon canning jar with a wide mouth, or just into a measuring cup or an open bowl. And to that, add 3 or 4 drops. You don't have to just measure of Oxysol, Gyacol, and Gaia Gold, and leave it sit. That should take care of it. But I want all of you to think about something. Why do you think they put flavoring and aromatic flavoring into penicillins, acromycin, all of the things that you give your children and take yourself, cherry-flavored cough syrup? Especially the antibiotics smell terrible. You are dealing with moles and yeast, and that's all in the world an antibiotic is. The best antibiotic that would be in the world today is what we produced on tea, Cardassic tea, and sent it to Dr. Hoffman for analyzing. And I said, we have grown this specifically here. Test it. Take it to the... He put it in the cupboard and never looked at it. I said, that will be your next antibiotic. So we never got the next antibiotic. So we had to move directly into colloids. I cannot have her mixing that with our Gyandriana. I don't want them mixed. I can mix Gyandriana and I can put any antibiotic in it that I want to for any specific thing that I want. But I don't want those mold spores drifting around, contaminating. the Giandria, the Dreas in the Giandriana will eat it and simply convert it, and therefore it won't offer an allergy or anything, but it contaminates the jars. And it makes it miserable for the ones trying to clean up after even an algae contamination. So when you think about an odor, please realize that we do not want to add anything just for flavoring or to cover the smell or anything in this Giandriana. I believe that problem is now over anyway, because we have reduced feeding aloe vera. We were using quite a lot of it because it strengthens the Dreas. But if you get too much, then it continues to feed on them rather than just perfect their little cells. They don't have to work. It's like being fat, and you keep pouring in fat. You have to convert nothing, see. You're using energy storing the fat. Well, I don't want them to do that. But it takes a long time to be able to get the perfect balance to know exactly how many drops or how many cups or how many whatever you're going to add to these containers. So now we have stabilized the container size. We know what to put in it. And we know how little of some of these things to put in. If you put too much aloe vera and not enough yucca, then you're going to produce the byproduct of gas, of digestion, if you will, conversion. So it's all right if it smells bad. If it has a lingering taste, it's all right, but there's no need to go through unpleasantness. And the oxysol is that which will clear it up. The others add the things you need and will feed and raise the frequency of the Dreas, of those cells. So I recommend 3 to 4 drops of each of the three, all of the three, per quart. And maybe if you could write that briefly and it could be sent out with all of it, it would save you guys a lot of confusion and trouble of people not knowing what to do. We keep writing it in the paper, but people are missing it. I guess you're just going to have to maybe even put a label on the back, or we'll have to do something. But now that we have that product and are producing it ourselves, I know what's in it. And some of the things I just was not pleased with before. You see, some are quite capable of introducing a frequency by various methods. I don't want to play with those various methods. I want something that anybody in the world can do, if it comes right down to it. And I have to have my people explain what happens here. It doesn't mean I'm going to tell everybody. And so you don't need to worry about the first one. I've taken care of it. Just make sure that she knows. But the second one, I want you to read that letter. I'm grateful for the letter. Don't take offense at anything that I may. I'm distracted, and I have other very important things to look into, so I'm a little disjointed.
Dear folks, since it behooves everyone to find out what is going on and possibilities in the future, in order to stop or lower stress, we must eliminate surprises as much as possible. This brings to mind several questions which may help and inform New Gaia by new uses of your wonderful product.
I want to tell you something. You may as well just kind of have nervous hiccups with me. That was a surprise to me. That jolt you had when she speaks of surprises. I'm telling you, that was a surprise, and I don't like surprises. Go on.
And inform New Gaia by new uses of your wonderful products, and also readers of the contact paper through response by Hatton and our other interested and knowledgeable folks. Please copy this letter or pass on to Hatton, Dr. Young, Dharma, and whoever might wish to respond and share insight and information. Some thoughts and questions. Number one, since Gyakol works topically, can it be mixed with DMSO for, say, herpes simplex, cold sores?
It could, if you want to. It does not need it. But DMSO is a carrier. I think that you'd find it as well if you put a few drops in a few drops of Giandriana. But DMSO does move rapidly, just goes into cells, much like Giandriana. So if you use DMSO, it's perfectly suitable. If you are taking your colloids properly, you should be phasing out cold sores, herpes. Those should be leaving your body.
Number two, how does Gyakol work internally? Through the blood, lymph, other?
All.
Number three, might Gyakol be useful for lung or air passages, such as eucalyptus oil is mixed with water and sprayed on the hot rock in a sauna?
Not the same. It won't work the same. It'll have a tendency to discharge its charge, and you could do it if you want to waste it. I suggest just a nasal spray to the back of the throat, and take some good deep breaths.
Number four, concerning dealing with dead carcasses of rabbits or whatever, say deaded by hantavirus, or mixing Gyakol with water and put in a hand spray bottle to spray carcass and also spraying worm beds, red wiggler manure worms, to take care of biologicals and raise vibration of worms and help take care of the threat of having dead whatever lying around. Comments, additions, deletions. Also, folks should have on hand rubber gloves, heavy duty, and plastic sheeting, 4 to 6 mil, in sizes large enough to accommodate and wrap carcasses to move to worm bed. Should Gyakol be used straight or diluted? How much? Thank you for your consideration and the wonderful products and work all are doing.
Heads up at the office, he'll be down in a couple minutes.
Back to her questions. I'm not going to get into it. All of the above is reasonable. All that she's mentioned is reasonable. Certainly do not handle any dead animal without gloves or without thorough cleansing afterwards with either hydrogen peroxide in solution, or what I do recommend are a few drops of Gyakol or Oxysol or both, and just work it into your hands. If you have handled something that you fear may be contaminated, put a drop under each fingernail and let it sit for just a minute. Because even with brushing, sometimes you cannot. If you have picked up something, you'll get that soil lodged under your fingernails. And these areas need particular attention. But I don't know what to suggest that you do about the dead carcasses that are going to be around. You cannot afford these products that we have to treat on that magnitude anything. Now, anything that you might want to do in when you're talking about a worm bed, I know what they're talking about. But most people are not going to be dealing in that, and I don't have any breakdown for what to do about that. I do suggest that the use of lime be a little bit restricted on dead carcasses, simply because you want the worm activity to take place. These are your cleanup scavengers. But you don't want to kill off your worms either. So I can't really help you here. You'll have to go with whatever the going suggestions are by your health and sanitation departments. If I get into that kind of a discussion, that begins to border again on medicine and the FDA products, and I'm not going to deal with any of those. So please forgive me for not going into detail on these things. If you want to work with them and try them out, we'd be happy to hear whatever anybody out there does and feedback. Now, you are the only ones within my voice that get these products that have what will sufficiently knock out these crossbreeds. They have deliberately crossed caucus with virus. And they're mutating with every host, just exactly like your HIV. So the first wave that hits you, like now, the first epidemic, probably will be treatable. But you will build up a resistance for next time. And the large portion of elderly people, especially, and babies that are going to get sick even this time, were inoculated, had flu vaccine. And you see, when you introduce this crossbreed, it will pick up genetic structures like itself and move on into the body. So vaccinations and inoculations are going to get less and less of value as you go along anyway. But now they have been these organisms have been genetically altered and half-breeded, cross-breeded, hybridized to the point that you are getting a lot of titanium molecules mixed in with all of these viruses now. And Guaiacol will do it. Whereas just colloidal silver may or may not. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to get sick. What you once think is, oh, I feel a little feverish. I mustn't go around. You can take precautions. You must go ahead and live. And if you don't want to catch it, you're going to take precautions with yourself. You're going to spray your mouth. You're going to keep spray up your nose. That isn't just for your protection. That is for when you sneeze. But look what they've done. And I would assume that probably Phyllis or someone will put this little notation in the paper this week. They have now approved a test for HIV from body fluids, saliva, you know, a swab between the gum and the jaw. Does anybody find that interesting? Oh, well, you're not going to find very many live virus in there, but you're going to find the byproduct, BS. They are not only telling you that you can't get it by kissing, but now they're telling you that with one swab you can tell whether or not you've got it from this harmless spittle or up your nose. You can't believe anything they tell you. Zero, zip, zilch. And then they'll come along and give you a direct contradiction just like this. And when somebody notices it, it either just never gets mentioned or, oh, well, it isn't the actual virus. Well, HIV virus never did anything to anybody. But it does allow mutation. And it does allow other things to overwhelm. So you end up ruining your immune system. So people who think, well, I'll just take these and I won't bother with the Giandrion and I don't want to spend any more money. With just what was sent to Gene Dixon's family, that may appear expensive, but you had 10 major carriers, every one of which would come down with it probably, because the daughter is being released from the hospital. She was so desperately ill that they were going to move her out of the hospital to home rather than keep her there, because they had 150 people in that hospital at risk. That is how serious it is. So you do have to attend it. But you have the wherewithal to attend it. So if you don't use it, don't ask my sympathy. And does it allow you the privilege of, well, I don't feel so good today, I don't think I'll take my medicine or go to work? Well, why don't we all just retire and go home to bed? I don't know about the rest of you, but even I'm a little tired today. So why don't we just quit? And when we talk about more and more advertising of our products, yes, I'd like more people to have it. And maybe we can do another half-price run-through or something so people can feel they can take more. We have to balance out there the very minimum that I feel will allow people to shrug this off, but they're going to be sicker than to hit it hard. But you're going to get one belt after another from here on in. And as the price of gold goes up, so is going to have to go the price of the colloid. And that's the way that they'll try to keep you from having the help you need. Price it out of reach. So we have to handle it the very best we can. And I am not going to be put in the position of being a doctor. So I please, when you want to write and you want to discuss these things, do not be offended if you don't get an answer. Or if I tell you exactly what I'm telling you now. I'm not in the practice of medicine. I'm not in the practice of handling dead bodies. I'm not a mortician. In fact, I only work in life. But I realize that you're going to face a lot of dead. So yes, you're going to have to take some care. But I am not going to go out there and write documents and write papers so that the FDA and the government and whoever wants to object will come in here and not allow us to have available what we have available. It's natural, it's normal product, perfectly harmless in any amount. That you can't even say that for aspirin. So let's use our heads. Let's not get it banned. And let's not bring a big focus. And yes, I think you ought to get it into the health food stores, but do it the same as you would do any other natural product. Now, the thing I really want to happen is that you get a method for making acidophilus here. It is silly to go out there. It is easy to make, to grow. And you need the product. You need the income. Why do I continue to want to give away that which you can make a profit from and keep your paper going? So I want to be reasonable about it, but I have to have help. I can mention it, and when it's 9 months later, I could have had a baby before I get acidophilus. I've been trying now for months to get a source. It is a natural product. The only reason you keep it refrigerated is to keep it from growing and blowing up. Certainly 2 days in the mail, or 4 days in the mail, or even five, if you've got a good bottle, is not going to do anything. You keep it in the refrigerator to keep it from growing. If you notice, to make yogurt, you've got to pull it out of the refrigerator and warm it. Now, let's talk about sterilized milk just for a minute, because this is a good product. If you use milk and you say, oh, well, I don't want any of that irradiated milk, shelf milk is not irradiated. It is pasteurized beyond the temperature of pasteurization. It is moved on up to over 200 degrees, which kills all the bacteria. So if you're going to have that, leave it on your shelf. Once it's open, put it in your refrigerator because it can be contaminated like everything else. Now, if you're going to use it, and you want to do this, you can add Acidophilus to the container. But since most of you are just going to use a little on your cereal, you can either sprinkle powdered Acidophilus out of a capsule, or you can add a little Acidophilus into that milk, or simply take the confounded capsule. If you have allergies to milk, lactase, you can get anti-lactate or anti-whatever it is. It has lactase added, or the lactase has been pulled out, or whatever. You people, I don't see how you've made it to now. But there are some products available. There is a reason everybody's allergic to milk. You've killed off all of your bacteria in pasteurization. You've got to replace it. Lactobacillus is what takes care of lactase. So if you want to use pasteurized cow's milk, you've got to add these other things. If you have been able to digest it, that's wonderful. But most babies can't even digest it readily. Whereas if you can go back to a good dairy farm that doesn't pasteurize, they don't have any trouble with that milk. And they make sure that everything is cared for and antibiotics are not added. But for goodness sakes, if you're allergic to penicillin and they have given the cows penicillin, it's going to come through. And you're going to have some kind of an untoward reaction. It's called brains between your ears. If you just use them in reason, you'll be fine. And I do think that it would be really wonderful if some of the doctors, etc., would want to correspond and cross-reference in some things. But I'm not going to sit up here and be the professor of every subject, including science, that we have. Why would I have you if I'm going to have to do it all anyway? And I have a little bit the same feeling about these scientific inventions and things. I don't want to reinvent any wheels. And I'm certainly not going to write for the masses of people just waiting to find out the key